One Corpse Too Many by Ellis Peters. Chapter 1. Brother Cadville was working in the small kitchen garden by the abbot's fish ponds when the boy was first brought to him. It was a hot August noon, and if he had had his proper quota of helpers, they would all have been snoring in the shade at this hour, instead of sweating in the sun. But one of his regular assistants, not yet out of his novitiate, had thought better of the monastic vocation, and taken himself off to join his elder brother in arms on King Stephen's side in the civil war for the crown of England. And the other had taken fright at the approach of the royal army, because his family were of the Empress Maud's faction, and their manor in Cheshire seemed a far safer place to be than Shrewsbury under siege. Cadville was left to do everything alone, but he had in his time laboured under far hotter suns than this, and was doggedly determined not to let his domain run wild, whether the outside world fell into chaos or no. In this early summer of 1138, the fratricidal strife, hitherto somewhat desultory, was already 2 years old, but never before had it approached Shrewsbury so closely. Now its threat hung over castle and town like the shadow of death. But for all that, Brother Cadville's mind was firmly upon life and growth, rather than destruction and war, and certainly he had no suspicion that another manner of killing, simple murder, furtive and unlicensed even in these anarchic times, was soon to disrupt the calm of his chosen life. August should not, in normal circumstances, have been one of his busiest times in the gardens, but there was more than enough for one man to do properly, and the only relief they had to offer him was Brother Athanasius, who was deaf, half-senile, and not to be relied upon to know a useful herb from a weed, and the offer had been firmly declined. Better by